द फिफ्थ पैराग्राफ ऑफ दामदृष्टकम् इदं ते मुखाम् इट्स एक्चुअली मुख अम्बोजम् अत्यंत नीले वृतम् कुंतले स्निग्ध रक्तैश्च गोप्या मुहुस् चुम्बितम् बिम्ब रक्त धरं मे मनसा विरस्तम् अलम् लक्ष्य लाभै Let me see. Did you hear this word somewhere before? Manasya virastam.
Yeah,
no. Here, now only. Let's see. Where did we hear? Manasya virastam. Just now it is going on. Yes. In the previous paragraph. Yes. Okay. Yes. Now we will learn this one. इदं ते मुखाम्बोजम् अत्यन्त नीलैर् वृतं कुन्तलै स्निग्धरक्तैश्च गोप्या चुम्बितं बिम्ब रक्तधरं मे मनस्य वीरस्तम् अलं लक्षलाभे इदं ते मुखाम्बोजमत्यन्त नीलैर् वृतं कुन्तलै स्निग्धरक्तैश्च गोप्या मुहुश्चुम्बितं बिम्बरक्तधरं मे मनस्य वीरासम् अलं लक्षलाभे Now, the author, he is going into deeper meditation. And what is that? He is saying, Idam te mukham bhojam. My dear Lord, I want to meditate on the lotus face. Mukha means face, ambhoja means lotus. So, now he is going into deeper meditation, saying, mukham bhojam atyanta nile. It is extremely blue, atyanta neelai. Let me focus on now. First, in the previous verse, he was focusing on the vapu, the body. Now he is focusing on the lotus face, only the lotus face, and he is saying vritam kuntalai, the lotus face is filled with beautiful curly hair. ritam kuntalai snigdha raktaisha gopya muhus chumbitam. His cheeks, the cheeks of Lord Krishna, they have become red like a bimba fruit. A bimba fruit is a fruit which is red in color. His lips, his cheeks have become very red like a bimba fruit. Why? Because Yashoda keeps on kissing the cheeks of Lord Krishna. Muhus chumbitam means kissing. She is again and again kissing Lord Krishna. That is why the lips have, the cheeks have become red in color. Muhus chumbitam bimba rakta manasya virastam alam lakshalabai. If this beautiful lotus face in which the cheeks are red in color and the black curly hair, if that face always lies in my mind, then even if I get lakhs of profit, labha, okay, labha, even if I get lakhs of profit, what is the use? At the lotus face of the Lord, in the previous verse he said the full form, lotus form, the vapu of Lord Krishna be in my mind always. Is there any other boon? In the previous verse, and in this verse he is saying what? Let this lotus face of the Lord always be in my mind. Even if I get lakhs of profit, what is the use? That's the meaning of that.